would love to go to Alaska, wouldn't you?
It's beautiful. Chilly, but beautiful.
Right? Beautiful. The wildlife looks fantastic. I would love to go.
From a reasonable distance.
From a reasonable distance, yes, because I would like to see a moose.
Yes.
And there's a gentleman.
Moose are very, very large. Even if you give them muffins.
Huge.
Probably don't give them muffins.
Don't give a moose a muffin. No.
You never know what will happen. Yeah.
Give a mom a muffin. You'll make her happy.
But you give a moose a muffin, it just starts off this whole cycle.
This whole thing, yeah. Happens when you give a mom a muffin, too. Just saying. Anyways, guy up in Alaska. He's up in Alaska walking on a trail, minding his own business. There's a moose and her calf in the way.
Okay.
He wants to get through. What do you do?
Say, excuse me, Mama Moose.
Or
just wait. Or take a different path.
Or
realize that this is a very, very large wild animal.
With a offspring. Hello.
Like,
never.
You've heard of Mama Bear.
Mama Moose. Mama Moose.
Like, I haven't encountered a moose in the wild, but I've seen the aftermath when people have, with their vehicles. Those are large creatures.
This guy decided, I want to go through. I'm on the trail. He walked up and kicked the moose.
This sounds like my toddler.
Right?
For real. Like, he'll just come up and, like, whack you on the butt if he wants you to move. And it's like, no, Cooper, we don't do that.
No.
Well, I mean, we do, but we shouldn't.
Yes.
And, like, this is what we're working on. It's like, who has that kind of, who does that?
Right?
Who kicks a moose?
He walks up, kicks the moose. The moose got a little angry.
Do you think?
The moose kicked him back.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He kind of was asking for it.
You think? Yeah.
I'm guessing the moose could kick a little bit harder than he could, unless it was Jackie Chan.
He hurt his foot. It wasn't a serious injury, but it actually, like, injured his foot. So, yeah, apparently, according to someone up there that works with wildlife, they say this is a quote. The key to coexisting with moose is to avoid confrontations by giving moose plenty of space. Never approach a moose.
The key to coexisting with a moose is not to kick it.
Don't kick it. Don't kick wild animals. Don't kick any animals. Okay, let's just say don't ever kick animals because it's not okay. Or people. Don't kick things. The only thing that you can kick is maybe a ball.
That's
or
good.
Or perhaps a kick bag like thing from like,
maybe a sparring partner.
Yeah, sparring partner. Yeah, but no. No. Don't kick things. It's not okay. It's not okay. Don't kick things.
Don't need a book to tell me that if you kick a moose, bad things happen.
I love Pinterest. It's wonderful and fun. And there's
and a vortex
so many
of
time.
What happened to my evening? But very useful.
Totally. And there's some great things on Pinterest. Well, there's a new trend on Pinterest right now. Everyone's talking about it. Kate.
Everyone.
Everyone's talking
Everyone's
about it.
Everyone's pinning about it.
Everyone is pinning about it. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Here's the idea. Put black pepper in your wash machine when you do your clothes. Wash your clothes with black pepper.
What now?
Yeah,
I enjoy pepper,
this
especially like my pepper
weird.
Grinder, but...
Right. So this is what it's all about. You put your pepper into the washing machine, and it's basically an exfoliant for your clothes. It sloughs off the soap residue that makes garments look faded and in turn makes them look brighter instead. Basically, it's like a face scrub for your clothes.
Methinks that this is one of those times when you don't believe everything you read on the interwebs.
Right. So I found an article about this because I don't necessarily want to put black pepper in my washing machine if it's not going to...
Your family is sneezing for a month.
Right. Is your stuff going to, like, come out stinking like pepper and make everyone sneeze? I mean, what goes on?
Yeah.
So I found this article. This woman tried this. And wanted to see if it would actually work. Here it is in a nutshell. She rounded up several pieces of clothing that had seen some better days,
sure.
You know. Threw them in with a bunch of pepper.
To exfoliate the laundry.
Right, so that they would have that light sandpaper effects, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, the results. She took her clothes out of the wash. The first thing she noticed was how much pepper was left covering the clothes and the bottom of the washing machine. Supposedly, it was just supposed to rinse away.
You can make
it
soup
didn't.
In there next.
She said she had to spend quite a bit of time wiping down the washing machine to remove the pepper. And then a few more minutes shaking it all out of her clothes. The thing is that it didn't actually work.
Hmm.
She said she did not see any difference in
it just
her
created
laundry.
A lot more work.
Yes, she did say, however, that it didn't smell like pepper. So
that's one benefit.
That's good. She said that she would call this a Pinterest fail. So don't try it. However, we do have some fun things on our Pinterest page. Go over, check that out because, you know, I work very hard to have fun. I work very hard on our Pinterest.
Yeah,
really,
well,
I just love
it. It takes a lot of work.
Sure, it does.
Nothing about pepper unless it's to season one of the great recipes.
Right. Sesame Street is a magical place.
Indeed.
I love Sesame Street. I loved it when I was a kid. Loved it when my kids were little. Love Sesame Street. Well, there's a Sesame Street amusement park. I don't know if you were aware of that.
I hadn't heard of this before, no.
It's in Pennsylvania, actually.
Huh.
So, yeah, and they, their opening day for this year is April 28th at 10 a.m.
I'm assuming it's slightly warmer out there, maybe?
Yes, it is. So, this is really cool because it's Sesame Street come to life, but it gets even cooler.
All right.
Because this theme park is the first theme park to become... One certified to deal with autistic kiddos.
Wow.
Yeah. They have completed the autism sensitivity and awareness training, and they have designated the park as a certified autism center by the International Board of Credentialing and Continuing Education Standards. Now, this is really fantastic. What happens here is not only are the park staff trained in all areas of sensory awareness, like environment, communication, motor and social skills, program development and emotions. They've also completed all of their employees an autism competency exam.
Sure.
And the park itself is undergoing some changes because they are creating areas for these kids. For instance, park guests who get a little overwhelmed and are in need of some calming can head to a quiet room, which has adjustable lighting and comfortable seating to give relief from sensory stimulation.
Nice.
They also offer noise-canceling headphones and things like that, so that for kiddos that have those auditory sensitivities, they have all kinds of programs and things.
Cool.
I love this.
And combining it with Sesame Street, too. Again,
love
it's like it's so cool
love
that
it.
It's like, hey, we don't need something that's different from what all the other kids do. We're going to take something that kids love, and we're going to find every way possible to be able to serve these kids.
Right. Love it.
Love it. Good job, PA.
Okay, friends, we're heading to a zoo in New Zealand for this great caper. You call
a
it
New
caper?
Zealand zoo. I call it capers.
Capers.
Hijinks.
So, yeah, right. Somebody decided they were going to break into the Wellington Zoo.
Oh.
Use a bolt cutters to break into the squirrel monkey enclosure. They wanted themselves a squirrel monkey.
Excuse me while I Google what a squirrel monkey
they're
is.
They're cute little monkeys. They're wee little monkeys, and they're very cute. You know, like,
squirrel monkeys.
Squirrel monkeys. They're very cute. They wanted one.
They are.
They're
okay,
adorable.
Sure.
Okay, wanted one. Apparently, as a pet or something.
Okay.
Well, let's just say the squirrel monkeys didn't want to be their pet.
They did not cooperate.
They did not. They organized themselves into quite the defense, and no squirrel monkeys are missing.
Well, if you're a sleeping squirrel monkey and some dude comes in
with
a bolt
cutters
trying to hustle you away.
Yeah.
Probably
says all 12 of the monkeys living in the enclosure, or several of the 12 monkeys living in the enclosure, sustained just minor injuries, but they're okay. They fought off the attempted thieves, which, proud of those monkeys. Says they're all doing well, and we're keeping them all together so they can support each other while they settle back into their daily routine. Yeah, it's traumatic to be a squirrel monkey.
We have so many squirrels in my neighborhood. I would love to swap out a few for squirrel monkeys.
I don't think squirrel monkeys would do well in our cold.
I don't think they would either.
Probably
but
not.
I'd also like to swap out our weather as long as I'm doing Yankee swap
I'd
here.
I'd like to swap out the criminals for decent people.
Don't
with
take
morals
squirrel
and
monkeys.
Standards. Don't steal stuff, friends.
Be content with such things as you have.
Just watch them on YouTube or something.
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.